This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It's been 100 years since Henry Ford invented the world's first assembly line. And that set in motion a whole bunch of things. Cars became more affordable, workers flocked to Detroit, and we got interstates. And all that helped strengthen the economic fabric of America. Ford is still around, of course, but who's the typical 21st century auto worker? Increasingly, he or she is Chinese, assembling cars in China that'll be sold to Chinese customers. As Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, China is proving to be a lucrative place for American automakers, but one that's also challenging.
At the end of Ford's assembly line in Chongqing, plant manager Greg Brown is counting cars.
We stand here for an hour, we should count 63 cars going by here. Remember, we're scheduled to build 1,281 vehicles today.
Ford sold its first passenger car in China in 2003. Last year, it sold close to a million. Most of them are assembled here in the southwestern Chinese metropolis of Chongqing. This is Ford's largest manufacturing hub outside Michigan. It's a joint venture with Chinese automaker Chang'an. Scott Chang is a spokesman for Ford.
Looking at China today in Chongqing, we're in a fantastic spot because the growing auto market is out here in the middle and in the west, and so being in Chongqing gives us a great advantage.
Another advantage? A near-endless supply of cheap labor. The Chongqing region is home to low wages and tens of millions of farmers eager to make more money at a factory close to home. Meet the 21st century auto worker.
My name is Liu Chan. I work at the final stage of the assembly line, making adjustments to the vehicles coming off the line.
Liu says he works 8 hours a day. He has two kids, he owns a Ford Focus, and his wife works here too. Ford has handpicked Liu to speak to me, and managers won't let him discuss salary, overtime rate, no numbers. But this is Marketplace, I say. We do the numbers. Nope, says Ford. Those numbers are secret. So after my day at Ford is through, I stick around outside the factory gates, and without the looming presence of Ford management, other workers help me do the numbers.
My base salary is higher than average, a little over 1,800 yuan a month.
That's equal to $1.80 an hour. Shu works on the assembly line. He shows me his Ford ID badge, but he doesn't want his full name used. Shu says with overtime and bonuses, he makes around $10,000 a year, enough to buy a modest apartment nearby for his wife, child, and his wife's parents. He feels lucky to have this job.
The workload is very demanding, hours are long, and it's very tiring. But my salary is very high compared to working in any other factory around here.
Shu says getting a job at Ford is so competitive that some people resort to bribing employees in Ford's HR department just to secure a position at the plant.
It's pretty common for the most coveted jobs at the company, like the quality control department. They usually have to pay between 3,000 to 5,000 yuan.
That's about $500 to
$900. If you're a woman, it'll cost you more than double that.
Shu says that's because women are generally looking for less labor-intensive administrative roles. Shu says paying for positions at Ford was common a few years ago, but lately it's less so because of the increasing amount of overtime required to keep up with demand.
I know one person who paid 5,000 yuan to get a job here, but then he was assigned to work in the welding workshop, a really tough job, and he wanted to quit, but he had to stick around to earn back the bribe he had paid.
Shu says Ford management has made it clear that bribery is illegal, and if they knew about this, they'd try to put a stop to it. But
there's a Chinese saying, there are rules that come from above, and there are solutions down here on the ground.
And Ford may not be alone. Marketplace discovered online posts in China by job seekers and middlemen that indicated they could buy coveted jobs inside other foreign automakers like Volkswagen and General Motors. Another Ford worker named Wang, who also didn't want to give his full name, says, yeah, he knows people at Ford who paid bribes for their jobs. He says this isn't a Ford problem. It's a China problem.
You might not do this sort of thing in the U.S., but here in China, bribing someone to get something you want is completely normal and inevitable.
Not all of the Ford workers I spoke to in Chongqing talked about others who had paid for positions at the plant. Several assembly line workers said they had never heard of such a thing. In a written statement to Marketplace, Ford said, "We take these allegations very seriously and have initiated an investigation. Any behavior that violates our policies, such as the alleged behavior failure would result in immediate dismissal. James McGregor is author of 1 Billion Customers, Lessons from the Front Lines of Doing Business in China. He says it usually takes foreign companies years to get used to the scale of corruption in China.
Everything you do, every transaction, every deal, every move, every permit, there's just so many interfaces with the government.
And at every step, says McGregor, somebody's taking money.
So when you get into the private companies, of course, that culture will infect it.
McGregor's advice for foreign companies who find this sort of corruption inside their China operation? Don't be soft.
You should fire people, and you should do it very publicly, and you should turn them over to the police authorities. Unfortunately, what happens in foreign companies a lot is they'll investigate corruption, and they'll quietly pay the people off to go away and inflict some other company because they don't want the embarrassment.
Another challenge for companies like Ford is they're required by Chinese law to partner with a Chinese company. Ford's Chongqing plant is a 50-50 joint venture with Chang'an, one of China's big four automakers. Often, Chinese partners bring their own corporate culture to the mix, which can include practices like taking bribes. Ford employee Xu says many of his colleagues at Chongqing's Ford plant came from one of the plants owned by the Chinese partner. He says the benefits and pay at Ford are much better. And Xu says, lucky for him, he didn't have to pay to get a job he liked. In Chongqing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
See what the Ford plant Rob visited looks like, plus compare the wages of Chinese auto workers with U.S. workers at marketplace.org.